say underground.
Underground
classroom.
Underground classroom.
Underground classroom.
Underground classroom.
Welcome to Underground Classroom. Thank you for joining us. Can you explain to everybody who's listening to this show what the dip means?
It's when you get stuck in something and you can either like complete it, like get out of the dip by completing what you did, or you can just stay in the dip for a long time.
And never get out, right?
And never get, yeah.
Like I'm still stuck in the dip of skateboarding.
Yeah.
Are you stuck in any dip? The fact that you're not answering is pretty awesome.
Not
Me
really.
Too, probably not. Can you tell us about a time you were stuck in a dip and how you got out?
I was doing my Kumon homework. I had a hard time doing it because it was a new topic. Then I started doing it even more for extra work. My mom gave me extra work, so I started doing even more of it. And then I got better and I got out of the dip.
That sounds awesome. Can you tell us, though, what was it that you were stuck on?
Double two-digit multiplication.
And now you can do two-digit multiplication, no problem. Congratulations.
What does perseverance mean?
It means you care about others sometimes, not you don't always care about you.
Perseverance mean?
It's like when you don't give up when something's frustrating or hard to you.
To never give up and just keep trying your hardest.
It means to not give up.
What do you think perseverance means?
To keep trying.
Doing something for the first time, have a really hard time, and we can't get out of it, we call it the dip. Have you ever been stuck in a dip before?
Yeah.
What happened? Can you tell us?
I'm riding a bike and my dad helped me, but then I fell.
Ouch.
And then I went back another day. Then I asked my grandpa to help me. And then he helped me. And then I knew how to ride a bike.
No, when you first fell, was it just like you scraped your knee, or was it a pretty bad fall?
Pretty bad fall.
But you didn't give up.
Yeah, I didn't give up.
And are you riding bikes now, or?
I still am riding bikes.
Yeah, with a training wheel or without?
Without training.
Nice. And is there something that you want to try but you just haven't had a chance to?
Skateboarding.
Can you tell us why?
Because I asked my dad, but he won't get me one.
Dad would not buy you a skateboard. Did he say because it's too dangerous or it just doesn't have enough money for it? Like, has he given you a reason?
He said it's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. Okay, what does mom say?
She said it's too dangerous too.
All right, so we're stuck, right? So we never even got to try.
I was in a dip when I first started ice skating and I fell a lot. And then I never gave up and now I'm really good at it. And
how did you not get, like, what did you do when you were stuck in the dip?
I just, like, kept trying.
By yourself or did somebody help you?
My dad helped me.
Did you ever feel like that you wanted to give up?
Yeah.
Did your dad say something or did he do something to?
He just like helped me.
Like helped like picked you up and showed you what to do, or did he give you some really good words to inspire you and keep going?
He gave me some good tips.
Yeah, do you remember any of them?
Like step, step, glide.
Step, step, glide? Okay, so I don't know how to ice skate, so now I'm listening, so I learn how to. So step, step, glide, and then what?
Just try and kind of walk on the ice.
So focus on walking on the ice rather than skating first. And how are you doing now?
I
was in a dip when I went to Kumon and I had to like count by 21s and like 19s, it was hard for me because I couldn't figure out what was next.
Can I jump in a sec? Yeah. Count by 21, do you mean like 21 and then 42? Like you were adding 21 in your head? Wow, that's really tough.
And it was on my number book for Kumon, and it was just tough for me because I couldn't like do all of it in my head, so I had to start to write it down.
So who helped you get out of the dip? Yourself, or did the teacher, or your parents?
I did.
You did, all by yourself. So you just didn't give up. All right, congratulations. So can you test it out? Can you count by 21 right now for us? Or do you need paper?
I need paper.
You need paper? All right, thanks so much. Pushing you behind the bike or pushing you to do it?
Pushing me like behind the bike.
He was
giving me a head start on it, so I didn't have to pedal at first.
So we're trying to make everybody who listens to this visualize it. So you're on a bike. Do you have training wheels on this bike?
Yeah, I did, but now he removed them.
Okay, so that now you just skip to the end. Before though, while you were falling and falling and falling, how did you feel?
I felt like I was gonna give up, but I just decided that I wouldn't.
Now, did you decide that on your own, or did it take like talking to your mom and dad?
I decided on my own.
Decided. Why did you want to ride a bike so bad?
Because I really want to learn how to be a BMX biker when I get older.
And there's no chance you could be a BMX biker if you can't ride a bike.
Yeah.
Right, that's for sure.
I was scared because nobody was with me. So I kept trying again, but I kept crying. So one last day, I tried and I finally got it without anybody.
Did you have a swim teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody was helping you all along, but now when you said crying, are you crying like while you're doing it, or are you crying because you don't even want to go to it? Like, where are you crying?
When I went to them.
So you're there crying.
Yeah.
So you're like in a really bad dip. You definitely don't want to swim. Okay. Yeah. Now, did you just talk yourself into it, or did mom or dad talk you into doing, and did you teach it? Like, who got you out of the dip?
My mom and dad.
And what did they say? Do you remember?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Try new things.
Try new things? Okay. And it worked?
Mm-hmm.
Can you swim now?
Yeah.
You don't need floaties? Don't need a teacher? And you're not crying anymore? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I was in the dip on hitting a home run, and it was really hard.
Like you had never hit a home run before?
Yeah.
Are you on a baseball team, or are you just playing with friends?
Baseball team.
Okay.
So like, and then one day, I was playing against this team, and then it was like right down the middle, and then I hit it really hard, and it went over their head, and then I ran all around the bases, and I hit a home run.
So you struggled doing a home run, you did a home run, but in between like having a hard time and actually doing it, what did you do to get yourself out?
I practiced a lot.
Okay, who did you practice with?
My coach and my parents.
And so the practice helped you get out of the dip.
I learned a new step in my dance class. It was very hard and all my other friends knew it, but then I practiced and I got out of the dip.
Okay, but when you say everybody already knew it, is because they were already so good at dancing, or they had been dancing longer than, how did they all know it and you didn't know it?
Like they were doing a better job.
So you all learned at the same time?
Yeah.
But you looked at, how did you know that you weren't doing as well?
Well, some people did it kind of wrong, but I didn't get the coordinating hands and feet.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you normally pick up the dance moves quickly?
No.
So and normally it takes you a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of dancing is this?
It's like a hard Indian dance.
Does it have a name that you can teach us? What?
Bharatanatyam.
All right. And you know how to do it now?
Yes.
So if we weren't listening to this, we would say, go ahead and dance, but I don't think anybody could see you because they're just going to hear this instead. Right? And is there something new you want to try soon that you're a little worried about? That you might get stuck in a dip?
I have another step.
Oh, another
that's
dance
even
move?
More complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Has two parts, And I'm still stuck that I don't think I can like coordinate it very well.
Now, who helps you get out of these?
My mom. She also learned it when she was little.
So your mom, and does she remember it, or she's learning it again?
She remembers it.
So she also helps you other than just your teacher. All right, thanks.
The dip was when I was building a Lego set with 756 pieces. It was very hard.
What made it so hard?
Because it had a lot of pieces and a lot of bags, and I couldn't figure out which piece was where.
Yeah, I just did one. There's a lot of bags. Did you use the instructions?
Yeah, I used it.
Now, were you working by yourself or with a parent?
By myself.
Okay, and then what happened?
So I worked and worked, but after like one day or two, I finished it.
So the dip was you were frustrated because there were too many pieces?
And yeah.
What made you not give up?
That I knew every piece I used, there would be one less piece.
I really like that. So even though there were a lot of pieces, every time you used one, you were minusing one.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you explain what Lego was it?
It was the Swamp Police set. It had a bridge and then it had two towers. And there was a robber in a boat, and then the boat had to go save it. But it had more like a motorcycle and a car, because once I pretended they ran off the boat, and then they went into a sidewalk, and then the car caught it.
Now, is it still all together, or is it back into pieces?
It's back into pieces.
So what are you going to do with it now?
I'm going to build it again.
All right. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you haven't tried yet, just because you're worried you might get into a dip?
I haven't tried, let me think, drawing, making a world record, because I think it might be very dangerous, but I want to try it, like fastest time eating cake or most smallest professional soccer player.
You want to be the fastest boy who eats cake and the smallest professional soccer player?
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
I'm outside in my backyard. I was trying to play soccer, but my brother, he's a little bit older than me, so I had to defeat him, but I didn't every day. I had to do it every summer, but I didn't. But I keep on practicing until I got it, and then I accidentally knocked him off, and then I was so happy that I knocked him off, and then bam.
Wait,
I just...
he was happy you knocked him off?
No, I was happy that I knocked him off.
Now, how old's your brother?
Oh, he's kind of like, he's 8.
How do you knock somebody off in soccer? What does that mean?
Like, I accidentally, I kicked the ball. I didn't know I was doing it so hard, and he fell down, but he was okay.
Okay. And is that how you got out of your dip?
Yeah.
By knocking your brother down?
Yeah.
Or by being better at him at soccer?
By better at him in soccer.
Did you score a point?
Yeah, I only scored like 1 point.
Now what happens now when you play him?
Now I defeat him only like once in a while.
But prior to doing this, you had never defeated him. So this was like the big moment for you?
Yeah.
I was in the dip when I tried to, like, when I was, I tried to, like, skate with, but I kept on falling down over and over again, so it took a very long time. But when I went going over and over again, I, like, started roller skating so good that my mom was so impressed.
Can you explain to everybody who's listening, if it was so hard, like what did you do to make it easier?
So I hold it onto the handles on the side of the roller.
So we're in a roller ring right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hanged onto the side bars of the roller rink so I like pulled myself and then I like skated through the whole thing so quickly that my mom was like so impressed.
So you got yourself out of the dip? Nobody helped you?
Yeah. I did use a little help by my sister who was with me.
How old's your sister?
My sister is 12 years old.
So what did she do to help you?
So it's like she was holding my hand while I was holding on to the handle because I kept on falling down. So I kept on falling, but I never stopped roller skating. I just went over and over again. Even in the parts where there was no handles, I just did it.
That's awesome. Now, do you still roller skate today?
Yeah, I do roller skate today. And every time I go to the roller skating place, I'm like really excited because now I know how to roller skate and I go through everywhere.
Awesome. Do you know what? Can I tell you something?
What?
I still don't know how to roller skate. It's pretty sad, right? Mm-hmm. I fell down when I was a kid and I think I just stayed in the dip. I never tried again.
When I was on a roller coaster that was my age, I was starting to get scared and almost going to cry. I felt like I was in the dip.
Did you want to go on the roller coaster?
Yes.
So wait, are you crying while you're on the ride or like you're just online waiting to be on the ride?
I was crying on the ride.
You were crying on the ride? Like, so the ride was already going on?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you do to get out of this dip? So it sounded...
I just hold on tightly on the seatbelt, and then I just close my eyes and think of a happy feeling.
Can you tell everyone listening what was the happy feeling?
When it was my birthday, I had lots of people on in my in Happy America, and lots of people gave me gifts
you're on a roller coaster, crying, closing your eyes, but thinking about all the wonderful gifts you got.
Yeah.
And did that work?
Yes.
So by the end of the roller coaster, you weren't crying?
Yeah.
Have you been on a roller coaster since?
Last year.
And did you cry that time?
No, because I felt better.
So you felt better. So that one time you kind of got out of the dip of being afraid of roller coasters. So congratulations.
When I can't even do the quiz, the test.
Can you talk? What do you mean? What test?
Like the audition test.
That we did in school?
Yeah.
Which one? The one where we were timing minute by minute? That had addition and subtraction? Okay, well, how did you feel?
I was feeling quite nervous.
Before you started or while you were doing it?
While I was doing it.
Okay, and so that your dip is what? Being really nervous about taking a test or just because it was timed?
It was timed.
Mm-hmm. How did you do on it? Remember? Was it a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
2 minutes.
Okay, that's pretty good. Are you proud of 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think you can do better though?
Yeah.
Alright, so how are you going to improve? How are you going to get out of this dip?
That I keep practicing.
Where are you going to practice?
At my home.
And do you think that's going to help?
Yeah.
Definitely. And then I think the more you do it, you probably won't be as nervous. Does that make sense? And did you go on the ride?
Yeah. And then I felt like a little bit frustrated because it would be too speedy. But then I knew that I had to go on the a roller coaster in this age. It was just a little bit slow. So then when I tried it out, it was actually fun.
So are you happy that your mom kind of forced you to do this? So she was trying
I was kind of a little bit nervous.
No, I mean now. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
So you can see why she did that.
But then when I still asked my mom to get me it, she didn't give me, and I was still
the
upset.
Popcorn. So your mom told you you were going to get popcorn if you went on a ride. You went on the ride. You now like the ride, but you still have not gotten your popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if Mom listens to this show, she'll buy you that popcorn. I think you deserve it. All right, Kushal, can you tell us, what do you think perseverance means?
I think perseverance means, keep trying over and over again.
That's the end of our first episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to all the students who let me interview them. And a special thanks to Jeremy Benson for writing and lending us the music. This was our first podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Today's podcast was inspired by the Dojo app that we use in class. They had a series of cartoon videos explaining perseverance and calling any time that you got frustrated, the dip. And one more special thank you to Brendan Regan and Audio Boom for allowing us to host and post our very first Underground Classroom podcast.